fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 11th day of August, year of our Lord 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Before we get to our special guest, a couple of announcements. First of all, a week from tomorrow, I will be speaking at the Stonefort, Illinois Community Center. That's Saturday, August 19th, 6 p.m. There's a banner at the top of my website. Second announcement, one of our listeners has found a new image of North America with new coastlines. It's actually the Navy map. It's posted on my website on the left side. Only broadcast 3 days ago, Investigation Discovery Series. It's a TV drama about the Unabomber. And excellent images, very crystal clear and sharp, and it is no doubt whatsoever the Navy map. We got 3 versions, 3 different shots, screen captures, I should say, from that TV show broadcast August the 8th, 2017. Of course, our listener who found that has his choice of any of my 5 DVDs as a thank you. Keep looking out there, guys. We're going to keep adding to this list. Okay, and we do have, for a cameo appearance this week, something that happens very rarely, Professor James McCanny. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. How much time do I have here today?
Okay, Jim, go ahead.
Hello.
I hear you now. Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had my button off of mute, and I'm going, oh, no, not again. I've been chopped a few times recently on radio shows. Good. How much time do I have today? Do I have the whole hour?
If you need the hour, you got the hour, my friend.
Okay, well, let me start by saying this is very important, and you will not hear this on any other radio show. It's a really important announcement. It comes back to the Comey announcement on October 28th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, end of business day, before the election, that they had discovered 650,000 State Department emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop. Now, Just to review.
Stop just a moment. People may not know who Comey is. Tell people who Comey is, first of all. Or
okay, Comey is the...
At the time
was the FBI director at the time, and he was in charge of the email investigation that had been ongoing since July of the use by Hillary Clinton of a private email server, and it was a totally botched investigation from the get-go. It was never meant to be a success, because look at what they're hiding. Who was she communicating with doing State Department business? Because you cannot cross over into government email systems from there, and you cannot get to there from government email systems. So it turns out that everybody was using private servers, including Obama. He had a code name on there. They were going back and forth. And so a lot of the WikiLeaks emails that were released were between Obama and Hillary and other people, John Podesta, people in the DNC. And that's why they did not want to give the FBI the server when it became obvious it had been hacked. But the hack was not from outside. They've discovered that the hack was from inside the DNC. It was loaded onto a thumb drive and then actually transmitted from another computer at the DNC to a guy in England who brought the information over to WikiLeaks. So it was never the Russians. It was never a hack. And James Comey, the idiot that he is, you know, anytime somebody makes up a story, it turns out when you look under a microscope to be phony. He said that he had given the IP addresses to the French when Macron was being the election over there. And or Macron, however you say it. But you would, as a hacker, and if you knew about hacking, you would never imagine that the hacker would use the same IP addresses to hack from. They move around. They fabricate IP addresses. They move through other servers. They have software that moves in and infects servers, and then they use them and create false IP addresses to look like they're coming from someplace else. This is standard procedure. So the idiot, Comey, exposed himself by making that statement, and additionally was trying to help a party in France get elected by doing that, because so-called the Russian hackers were trying to supposedly, allegedly, get the other guy elected. So anyway, this all comes back to Libya. And so anyway, it's what's important is behind the scenes, Comey gets this laptop from the New York Police Department because they raided Anthony Weiner's place because he was messing around with underage girls. So they get this laptop. They realize it's got State Department, 650,000 State Department emails in it, hands it over to the FBI. And they get it like this week right before the election. So Comey was strapped. He had already gone to Loretta Lynch, the crooked Department of Justice Attorney General, who had basically told him to drop it. And now he's in a pickle because he knows he can go to prison if he doesn't make this announcement. So he's already knows he can't talk to Loretta Lynch, who should be investigating this. You know, he should be handing this over to the Justice Department with his findings from the FBI. And so this is all collusion and cover-up. But Larry Nichols, who used to work for the Clintons and then has gone to the other side to try and combat them, he said they made up an expression. This is back in Arkansas when the Clintons were raiding and the CIA, MENA, Arkansas, CIA drug stuff, going in through Arkansas and all of that, and the Clinton connection with the Bushes and the CIA and the drug dealing and all of that. But the expression is rope-a-dope. And what they do is they create a false story to put it into the news and then come out later and say, well, that was a false story, and prove that it was a – this is typical CIA. But the entire issue here was that the – CIA was extremely, or the FBI was ready to indict Hillary at this point because they had all the evidence. It had been transferred to a private laptop, Huma Abedin. I'm getting a lot of noise here, John. It's mic noise. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
I don't know if it's better? From this. Yeah, I think so. I think it's gone.
Okay.
Anyway, the entire issue here was they had to create a front story to stall. Because when Comey came out and made that announcement, everybody, I mean, there was calls for trying to replace Hillary Clinton as the candidate. They were looking for people. They were talking about Michelle Obama. I don't know if you remember all of this. They were talking about putting Bernie Sanders up because they really didn't want Bernie Sanders because he was a populist. I mean, he's not a, even though he's kind of a, you can say what you want or about his other bank dealings or whatever, but he was not a CIA-controlled agent as much as Hillary. So they didn't want Bernie Sanders up there for sure. They had already railroaded him out of the election back in the DNC in the primaries. And so the game in town was to keep Hillary, but if they really had real investigation into this 650,000 emails on a private laptop, that Huma Abedin had sent to her husband, I mean, the whole thing would have come crashing down. So Comey comes out and makes this statement fully aware that they're not going to investigate anything, buying time, stalling all the other investigations that could have gone on because the FBI is now in control. Comey comes out as planned on Friday afternoon, the next Friday afternoon, and says, we have no information. We searched all these 650,000 emails. End of story. Hillary Clinton is good. Go to the election. And they thought she would win because they had so much cheating in place. I mean, in a normal world, it would have been impossible for anybody to beat her. They had 17 million. Now the studies are coming out more like 25 million votes for Hillary. I mean, she was guaranteed to win. The only problem is the American public came out and voted for Trump. And we're talking about 80%, where he won around the country. And according to my personal, using four methods of regression analysis, mathematical regression analysis, I showed that she got at least 17 million extra votes. Now it's come out with Tom Fenton and Judicial Watch. They've actually sued a few places in the country, like California had 144% voter registration over the number of available voters in California and areas like Los Angeles. And the majority of those voted for Clinton. But the beauty of the Electoral College system is that you can stuff the ballot box in big cities, but it doesn't help, doesn't give her more electoral votes. And that's why she lost the electoral vote, because the stuffing went on in 10 central locations, and I've talked about this. It was New York City, Chicago, L.A., Washington State and Oregon, and Denver, Colorado, Las Vegas. And you see right adjacent to these places that Trump won like 90% of the vote, and then you get to Vegas, and Hillary Clinton won by a landslide. You know, this is all fixed voting. Chicago, she picked up an extra 1.5 million votes in Chicago alone. But anyway, that's not the story. The story comes back to the CIA controlling the Justice Department, Comey, and a wide range of congressmen, just about all of Congress. And that's why when 98-2, the Congress voted to sanction Russia, that was the CIA control of the Congress. And this is what Trump is fighting. We now find that McMaster has been directly communicating with Soros. And so you have a high-level military guy, retired, now working in the government, communicating with Soros. And that could not possibly happen without the watchful consent of the CIA. So you see what's going on here. Now, the whole point here is getting back to these emails. And when Fenton, or Tom Fenton of the Judicial Watch, went to get the emails from the Justice Department, that's what they've always been hiding, because there were emails coming from Libya and back and forth to Libya from the official government .gov email web server. That's been hidden by the Obama administration. Fenton went back and said, hey, there's no emails here that you're giving us under the Freedom of Information Act that pertain to Hillary Clinton and the Gaddafi issue with Libya and the takeover of Libya. And this is what it comes down to. Libya had 140 tons of gold and about the same amount of silver. So we're talking about $10 trillion that they had already broken away, and they had a whole slew of Middle East and African countries that were going to move over to the dinar, the Libyan dinar. Now, dinar is a common name, goes back to ancient Rome as a currency. It's like kind of like the dollar, but in Latin. And so anyway, Gaddafi had moved off. And the question is, what happened with all this gold and silver that Gaddafi had? Nobody has ever talked about this. Now, the other issue is Hillary Clinton spearheaded the effort to go in, and they did this by arming ISIS. This was Obama, Hillary Clinton. And so the takeover of Libya was not just a few guys raiding the embassy. They were there with a full army that came into Libya and destroyed the place. All the infrastructure and the CIA was there, the gun running, and the move to take over the Middle East, basically, and to destroy this new economic system. And there again, you come into the fact that the CIA is the police force of the World Bank. That's what they do. And so this is the crux of the issue. And also the issue now that Trump is dealing with is the entire U.S. government is infiltrated by CIA and the bankers. And they've been running things. And, Trump had to sign that sanctions bill because he knew that Congress had the votes to override his veto. And he just, instead of delaying it, actually he should have forced Congress to do the veto override. I thought, okay, you want this? This is your baby, not mine. But a lot of people think that Trump was compromised in that whole situation. But his response was, good, the 800 staffers and diplomats we have in Russia, we won't pay them anymore. We'll save money. That was his response, that Putin did him a favor by throwing all those people out. But anyway, this is the reason I came on, is because now the judge just passed an order to force the Justice Department to release the emails that they claimed were not there. And what we're finding here is that they sacrificed Chris Stevens and those other four guys who came to help because he knew what was going on. He knew about the gun running, the ISIS, and that's why he was calling for help. But she had to let him be killed. In fact, they probably even targeted him. And that's why her emails tell where he was. This is all being hidden. Okay, I'll let you interject a little bit, John. I've got a little more to go here.
Well, we got a break coming up here in less than a minute. What Comey's statement basically gave all the points that would be used in an indictment against Hillary. And then he went on to say that there was no intent. Well, some crimes do require intent to be a crime, but this particular crime does not require intent, what Hillary was engaged in. So, and of course, the FBI doesn't issue indictments anyway. That's up to the Justice Department. All the FBI does is act as the investigative side of the house to provide the Justice Department what they need to issue indictments. It's funny you keep bringing up Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch was ready to hire me to run their new St. Louis office, But when the 9/11/01 happened, their funding got cut back dramatically, and they never opened their new St. Louis office. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news?
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 11th of August. I neglected to mention our prepper tip of the day this morning. Got carried away with the announcements. Prepper tip of the day is to make sure your vehicle maintenance is up to date. And I want to encourage all of you to use Amsoil synthetic lubricants. That's what I use in my Lincoln Town Car, which is just past 361,000 miles. I just love my Amsoil synthetic lubricants. We have a special appearance this morning of Professor James McCanning. Jim's website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. And we're having a discussion about the involvement of James Comey and others and what happened last fall. Let's continue, Jim.
Yeah, Jen. So anyway, that's the story in a nutshell. But this is starting to come out, and the Justice Department has stalled since the very beginning of this investigation, first under Loretta Lynch, and now, interestingly enough, when Tom Fenton gets these emails in partial set of emails, not the complete set. And why would they not look on the main government email server to find emails? Because that's the mother load. And they don't give them any. And the rest of these are totally redacted, coming out of the Jeff Sessions Justice Department. And they were like, it includes this tarmac meeting with Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch. And that was more than him just trying to get Hillary off the hook. This was keeping the CIA, which is Bill Clinton's, he's one of the front men that has always, the CIA has worked behind. The Waco, Texas deal, all of this has, you know, the Clintons have been that's why Hillary thought she should have the election. It was her turn, because she's paid her dues and done everything necessary to get that job. Only problem is there's something called the Electoral College that prevented the CIA from cheating for her. But back to the Bill Clinton's meeting with Loretta Lynch was not about Hillary. It's about Hillary, who's the front person for the CIA in this Libya deal, because it's bigger than that. It has to do with, let's just take a segue here. Kenya right now has an election. Talk about interference in the election. The European Union is there. John Kerry is there. Obama is there, at least verbally, telling that they should expect, that they should accept the incumbent's win. And everybody knows that the cheating there is absolutely rampant. The CIA has been in there, and they are trying to control Africa, Kenya being the largest economy in Africa. And so John Kerry is there as a voter, like a representative, to make sure it's a fair vote. Talk about Mr. CIA front, New World Order pawn, John Kerry, skull and bones, is in Kenya to make sure the vote is fair. Well, you know that it's fixed to the sky, and this Kenya is about to erupt because those people know they're being jerked with. Let's put it that way. In 2008, they had a major national riot for the same reason, because the elections are fixed and they know it. And this is all about the banking systems. So anyway, right now, Judicial Watch, if it weren't for them, I mean, where would we be? We wouldn't know about the fact that Hillary even used a private server. And look at what they're blocking. Who else was using private servers? Obama was. Everybody was. Because you can't crisscross the government secure server system with independent server systems. So who is she communicating with? She was communicating with everybody on that. They all had code names. Loretta Lynch had a code name. We now know that. On the tarmac meeting, she wasn't Loretta Lynch. She was somebody else. And the only reason that story came out was because Arizona CBS reporter got wind of it.
Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homestead, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion on my show from now until August. If you mail me a postcard, you may get the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner for $70 off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. We have a drawing for this promotion every other Thursday. The details are at my website. Just click on the orange sticker on the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Thank you very much for listening, and hope you can get those postcards in. Have a great day.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 11th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Yes, our program, and it is truly our program, all the listeners helping me find images of continents with new coastlines, continues to move forward. The most recent one was just broadcast 3 days ago, August the 8th. Discovery Channel is a show about the Unabomber. And that's those images showing the Navy map are posted on my website now at thelibertyman.com. Also, my website, of course, is the Energy Cleaner for sale. I use mine every night. I wake up pain-free in the morning after a great night's sleep, and you can also. What are you waiting for? Get your Energy Cleaner. Only $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Yes, I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. I'm shipping a mattress pad this morning, by the way. And, yes, I take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. If you've got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jim.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, John. And so let me bring a little bit of closure to this. It's things like Obamacare, where you have Republicans voting on their campaign promise was to repeal and replace Obamacare, and now they're shying away from that. And there's just a few of them. There's probably a lot more that would like to do that, but they figure, well, those three or four out there was McConnell, McCain, Collins, and Mikowski of Alaska, who voted against repealing Obamacare. They lost by one vote. And there again, what you have is the deep state, because Obamacare was never about health care. It was about bringing the American population into a national system where they had all of the databases on your body. That's what it was about. It had
In addition, this has happened all over the 50 states, employers eliminated full-time employees. And I know several people who are now, they never work more than 30 hours a week, ever, because their company cannot afford to pay health care. And this is, the statistics show these people being employed, but reality is they've had a 25% reduction in their wages because of the reduction in their hours. And I think that was one of the goals also, was to help destroy the American economy in that manner, Jim.
Exactly. And you find a lot of things that Obama did. Let me name a few that affected me personally. Obama cost me, I would say, a good $250,000 to $300,000 personally. He set a precedence for the loans. Obama bailout that was supposed to be help for homeowners. It started on a certain date. But what he did is he told all the mortgage companies, go out and reset everybody's loan before this date, because then you won't be liable for the for helping these homeowners out. And so all of these companies had special departments. The one I was with was one of the largest in the country for a home loan. And they call me up one day and they say, hey, we want to reduce your home loan by, this amount. But what they didn't tell you is that they changed the amortization rate tables so that you didn't save anything. But it sounded like a good deal, so I signed up for it. Well, it was after the date, which was retrospect, and it was after the date, which would have allowed me to partake in the Obama recovery for homeowners package. And so nobody got to take part in that program. Also, he put a date of December, I think it was like 2010, of credit card companies could no longer raise their rates by more than a certain percentage per month. And he put a date on it. And so what did all the credit card companies do? They went out and they raised everybody's rates to the maximum and held them
before that date.
And they said, exactly. Okay, screw you, pardon the expression, but so we'll comply. And so everybody literally across the board had their rates, and a lot of people, I had credit cards for 1.5%, went up to 25%.
Whoa.
And they would, I had credit cards for decades that I was, platinum credit cards that went from 1.5% to 25% overnight. And so anyway, this is Obama. And so do you think he's that stupid? Well, he was just a minion. He was a guy that read, posters, or what do they call them, prompters.
The prompters, teleprompter,
yeah. Yeah, Obama didn't do anything. He was a pawn in the banker scheme, and that was part of taking down America, and Obamacare was just another one of the take down America schemes, and it was to get the American public into a medical system where they literally owned your body. They could tell you to go out and get shots, get injections, get whatever. Remember, they wanted everybody to get the flu shot, and then there was they want people to get anti-HIV shots. They want to get young girls to get shots against, what was that, some kind of menstrual deal that only a few girls have, and they wanted everybody to get shots. this was what it was all about, get in shots and shots and shots. There's something like 22 shots that kids need before they can go to school now. I mean, it's insane. But anyway, that's what Obamacare was about. And right. So going back to all of this, Hillary was going to carry on.
Oh, yes.
And this was
Obama,
this
too.
Was,
right.
Oh, yeah. This would have been, this would have stepped it up. The invasion from the so-called refugees, which are all military-age Arabs, and from these so-called refugee countries, they were going to just carve a path through the Mideast. The news media would have been taken over. They were going to arrest people like you and me and put in jail, you know, because we weren't talking the party line. There would have been strictly the New York Times, CNN, which, by the way, CNN is purely CIA. If you look at the what's the white-haired guy on there, one of the richest guys in the world, and he's doing what the heck's his name? He's on CNN. But
CNN. I can't help you there, Jim. Jim, let's take a caller. We had a couple of callers on hold. First, we go to Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim.
Hi.
Hi. Anderson Cooper's who you're trying to think of.
Anderson Cooper. You got it. Thanks.
Yeah, too early. Yeah, he's like an Aster error or something like that. I don't know. But
he's an Aster error to a massive fortune, yeah.
Yeah. What I called about, I hope you don't mind a change of topic here briefly, about I'd like your opinion about seismological matters. I've been following predictions of a fellow that goes by the handle Dutch Sins on the internet. He's a layman. He's not a seismologist, and he takes a lot of flack from the professionals. But I'm inclined to give him a hearing because there have been times in history when laymen have made significant contributions to the sciences, you know, and met with opposition and stuff, but he's establishing a remarkable track record for accuracy on certain things. And about this time last year, there was a significant earthquake in Italy that hit an older village. It caused a lot of buildings to topple, and I think there were a few fatalities and that sort of thing. But he had predicted that and indeed issued a warning about that. Now, how well the warning got out, I don't know. But there has just been today another similar earthquake to the one that was caused, you know, like the one that caused that earthquake in Italy.
Yeah, well, Italy had many, many, many earthquakes, not just that one.
Right. Well, in recent months,
if I were to take a given day in Italy and say there's going to be an earthquake, I'd probably be right.
This is based on the notion that these deep earthquakes precede the shallower ones that do the damage, and that their locations can be fairly accurately predicted. And this is like under the Tyrrhenian Sea, almost in the same place as the previous one. So it's likely that we will see, and probably enough that it will be on the major news within the next about 3 days or so, a notable earthquake of some type. This isn't going to be a major city buster. But, Italy is, but the earthquake last year was the largest earthquake in Italy in decades.
Okay, I want to talk about this, but I'm really pretty deeply involved in this other topic. I mean, it's...
Okay.
Next Wednesday, Glenn, we'll talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, okay, very good. But so just keep an eye on the media for the next few days, and you may see something in Italy again. So seems very likely. Thank you.
Well, let's go to our next caller, Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick. Rick, go ahead. I'm not hearing Rick. We lost Rick. Okay. Let's continue, Jim.
Yeah, I want to keep on this topic because breaking the train of thought here. But it comes down to a couple things that we have to do here, and that is there again, Judicial Watch doing a very good job of trying to clean up this election before the midterm. and that's what I've always said, is that these cheating centers in the United States, this goes down to the local level. What I didn't know when I did my November analysis of cheating for the national election, which include the Senate and House races, what I didn't know is the level of cheating at the local precinct level. That's what came out with the Jill Stein recount effort. And by the way, she did that at the behest of Hillary Clinton. She had no reason to ask for a recount, and she did it in the three states where Hillary Clinton lost. And what they found out was that the local precinct level, they were literally writing down, doubling the number of votes for Hillary Clinton and sending them in. Just right there, I mean, it was absolute corruption at the local precinct level. That's how bad it was, and they discovered that. But most of the voting recount could not be done because the ballot boxes had been tampered with, literally almost all of them. 900 precincts in the Detroit area could not be recounted because the ballot boxes had been tampered with. Because they're sealed with a special tape. And if you take that tape off, there's no way to, like, you destroy the box.
You can't put it back. Once it's gone, it's gone.
Right. And they and the votes that were there supposedly for Hillary weren't there. And what we suspect is that they were mail-in votes. Well, that's another major source of fraud, is that they have these registrations of out-of-state voting. And so these same people can vote hundreds, if not thousands of times in various states under different names. And the point is, and also the Democrats, part of their information gathering, and this was what Seth Rich was exposing when he sent the emails to WikiLeaks, was that they were changing Bernie Sanders voters over to Hillary and as registrations, and this unbelievable massive amount of corruption to get Hillary elected, and she lost. That's why she was so surprised. That's why she flipped out that night, because she was supposed to win. She was guaranteed a win.
Right. She was promised. It was her turn.
It was her turn.
That's a quote. It was her turn.
Yeah. And so anyway, going back to the Comey issue, Comey was doing enough so that he wouldn't be arrested and put in jail. He was saving his butt. But at the same time, this was a rope-a-dope. It was to make everybody think the CIA, and I did. I thought at the time, the CIA is coming through with a job. They're going to indict Hillary. 650,000 emails on a private laptop, and plus the pedophile issue is not even coming to the surface here. That's another reason for the private servers. You could see the pedophilia things going on in the emails. And so, this thing is so deep and so corrupt that, and then Comey comes out the next Friday and says, oh, nothing to prosecute, and Hillary skates on, and she was going to win the election. But that was the rope-a-dope, because Comey that entire week stalled all other investigations that would have gone on, not just the FBI, the New York Police Department, by then other agencies would have been involved. I mean, everybody in the kitchen sink would have been involved in that. And he stalled it. That's what Comey was doing. That's the point. But just the other point is how deep this goes into the government, how fully controlled the government is, and how much the CIA is involved in the news media, the government, the Congress, the staff at the White House, the what we call the deep state. But that just, the level of control. The final 3 points I have is that to clean up the Republican House and Senate at the midterm by identifying the people that like McCain, the Collins of Maine, McCuskey of Alaska, McConnell of Kentucky, and identify these people and get other people in there to run and get them out of the Republican Party. And number two, the voter fraud thing is paramount, because Trump being elected was an anomaly. absolute anomaly. And there's very few people. I don't agree with everything he does, but good grief, he's not a career politician, for one, and he's identified a lot of the corruption going on. But these outside agencies like Judicial Watch and there's other ones are extremely important at getting these court cases, because look at, he's doing what the Justice Department should be doing. Where's our Justice Department right now? It's stalled. They're doing things like taking down web pages, stupid things. And then the final question is, what happened to Gaddafi's $10 trillion in gold?
That's an excellent question that we probably will never find out the answer to. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 11th of August, and we are back. We are back. Jim, let's continue. We've got about 3 minutes here, sir.
Okay, well, that's the basically the summary to find, in fact, this is pretty much across the Republican board, is to find real patriots to take these positions, and I Kid Rock is running for office, has had tremendous success, and it was kind of like one of those Jesse Ventura things. It's kind of like a barroom joke that Jesse Ventura said, yeah, he was talking about something. Said some guy said, well, why don't you run for governor if you're so smart? So he did, and he won.
Right.
And so anyway, to have more grassroots Republicans who understand, you know, America. And then the voter fraud issue, Vice President Pence is supposedly involved in an effort. I haven't heard much from that. A lot more from Fenton's Judicial Watch. And then what happened to Gaddafi's gold and silver,
right,
about $10 trillion worth? Nobody seems to be talking about that. And obviously that's in the big cover-up that Comey was spearheading. So the Comey was the front idiot, but the Justice Department and all of these other people, who was using the private servers, who all had those? You know, this is a major, major thing, and it's not being investigated.
No.
And the Justice Department now is stalled.
Well, the Justice Department has appointees have been appointed by the wrong people, you know, for both Bushes, Clinton, and Obama, going back for decades. So the Justice Department is filled top to bottom with people who do not have our best interest in mind.
Right, exactly. The whole government is, and that's what I'm saying. The CIA has these people under their thumb. They're probably mostly compromised with pedophilia or sex tapes or whatever they've got them under. So, you know, it's controlled top to bottom.
It is. It is. Well, I appreciate you coming being on this second hour this week, Jim, and look forward to having you back next Wednesday morning, as always.
Yeah, well, thanks for the airtime here, John. This was important to get out.
Well, we got it out, and thank you, sir.
Okay, take care.
All right, okay. We got a top of the hour break coming up here fairly soon. Dr. Myers will be with us. If you haven't looked at the new image we got at my website at thelibertyman.com, there's a new TV show. I think it's new. The first broadcast of this image was 3 days ago, August the 8th, Investigation Discovery Series. And it's, I think, a docudrama about the trying to find the Unabomber a number of years ago. So I'm going to click on one of the images here. You've got the FBI agents in a meeting here, and you've got the right in almost the exact center of the screen capture. You've got North America. And dark blue shows the flooded areas. That is the Navy map, which would be East Coast, Gulf Coast, the Mississippi River Valley, and, of course, parts of the Pacific Coast as well. You need to check those images out. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.